Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. People think that I'm aware of everything that happens. We also tend to think that government and institutions and actors or our bosses are all omnipresent. That is not the case. That's why we can defeat the New World Order. And I certainly am not. I didn't know that 6 days ago there was a international incident where it was all over MSNBC, all over BBC, all over every major paper in Ireland, and every paper I looked up in England. It's got to be in thousands of publications. That evil We Are Change supposedly assaulted a member of the European Parliament in Ireland. Now, I just learned of this morning. Trey got a hold of him just 5 minutes before airtime. I meant to tell him to ask him, is it true? I bet it's not. The MO sounds like it's not. But we will have the supposed arch criminal culprits on. But notice it says the police didn't arrest anybody or aren't doing anything. Sounds to me like it's all made up. But we will find out coming up at the start of the third hour today. Also, George Butler, who's a talk show host on Genesis, who I've known for quite a few years, really an interesting person. He worked in the Cold War in Berlin against the communists. Amazing stories there. He also was in places like Libya up on top of NSA listening stations. So we'll talk about the Cold War, we'll talk about spies, we'll talk about East Germany, we'll talk about the USS Liberty, we'll talk about the psychopathic nature of the ruling guild that is in control of the planet, the nature of the criminal mind, the more advanced criminal mind that tends to rotate towards law enforcement and government, with him for an hour and a half. He'll be with us from 1:30 until 3 p.m. Today, the fourth hour officially will be heard here on the GCN radio network. Stations that are already carrying us need not sign a new affiliate relations agreement. You can simply, if you're listening to us on the Star Guide or the SEPC feed that we have, or some of you download the show each day and air it during different times of your choosing from the affiliate streams in 56K, you are welcome to air any of the hours whenever you wish. You know that if you're already affiliates. And we would thank you to carry the fourth hour. I know a lot of you are already calling about it. So fourth hour today. All right. I am focused like a laser beam, as they say today. I want to talk about briefly the nature of the New World Order and their plan, which is becoming more and more clear and which is manifesting itself in front of everyone. To the point of where there's really no debating about what's happening. The globalists themselves are quite public about what they are doing. So we will break that down in the second segment today. And then I will get into the massive stack of very, very important news I have. I'm going to cover news, a wide spectrum of news, in the first hour, and then I'm going to open the phones up for a phone blitz in the second hour today. We will be taking calls in here via my phone system and the network phone system, so you can double-team me. And we'll take a lot of your calls coming up in the second hour. And then, of course, we will have open phones again with Richard, with George Butler, our guest, coming up in the fourth hour. PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we will cover this. U.S. jets drop bombs on Sadr City. Bush Harper tells Iran to defend trade deal amid backlash in U.S. NAFTA. Burglaries have surged 21% in the victim disarmament zone of Washington, D.C., the modern slave pit prototype of the rest of our lives. Oil prices spiked to record above $117 a barrel, and futures are above $118. Dollar drops with G7 blessing shows no endgame. Bloomberg, that's right. They're going to continue to let it drop, ladies and gentlemen, and when the yuppies find out, they're going to riot in the streets. And they thought the cops were just for the minorities. They're going to find out it's for you. It was all for you. Continuing here. Drivers paying record pump prices, on average $3.47 and change. And in some areas of the country, people are paying $4.75 per gallon. It's because your dollar's been devalued, but don't worry, you've still got your stock market. It's up with devalued dollars. But illusion's what you want, isn't it? Like, imagine you have a parachute and jump out of a plane and see if it saves you. Oil prices deepens pain, produces dodge the blame game, CNBC reports. Now, remember that McCain is saying that this is a delusion, that it's imaginary, that we're mentally ill, that we have to imagine the economy's good and spend more money, and then everything will be fine. Okay. Economist even more gloomy about U.S. prospects. These are headlines. Gold rebounds after and during massive institutional sell-off. Institutions are dumping gold left and right, and gold still maintains and spikes up and down, showing it's highly volatile and that they are artificially depressing. I mean, they admit they are, but it's just they're putting everything they can against the dam, trying to break it, and more leaks are springing, more cracks are forming. I'm using this as a buying opportunity. I don't know about you. New anti-terrorism rules allow U.S. to spy on British motorists. We'll tell you what's really behind that. They always swap the spying through the NSA echelon agreement. Bank of England facilitates bank debt swap. Florida luxury home market shows signs of wear. And then you read the Reuters article. It's completely is at a standstill. Bank of England outlines its bailout plan. More Americans are walking away from their homes to the point of many lenders have put a freeze on repossessing right now because they don't want a total collapse yet. They don't have the police trained for proper martial law yet. They're literally saying, stay on target, stay on target. Not yet, stay on target. They just got to wait until we're perfectly in their sights, and then don't worry. They're going to drop it hard on all of you. You're all going to get what you want, especially you government workers and police who love what's happening. Don't worry. Your masters are going to hurt you bad. Your treason will be repaid by your masters. TransLink cops will continue to taser fare dodgers. Non-compliant passengers will be tortured until they behave properly. Ladies and gentlemen, this is mainstream news. They are saying in Canada, if you are caught without a ticket, you will be tased as punishment. I mean, it's just everything's off the charts. We're living in the Twilight Zone right now. European Parliament member assaulted outside debate on EU treaty referendum. AP, MSNBC, Belfast Telegraph, BBC. I mean, I've just got everything here. Anti-EU gang assaults Irish MEP. See, it's anti-terror, anti-gang. Oh, my gosh. Guaranteed this is made up. We'll talk to the guys who were supposedly did it. But notice they won't even say the name of the group. They never will say the name of We Are Change. Remember, we have We Are Change on video with retired police who work for identifying themselves as police officers coming up and saying, we're going to say you've got bombs and send you to jail for terrorism if you don't stop protesting. And we have a bunch of other videos where they try to frame We Are Change. Stabilize your rear deflectors. Watch for enemy fighters, We Are Change. You better know they're trying to set you up because you're hurting the terrorist badly. Sheriffs back three jails for illegal immigrants, AP. Sounds good on the surface, but what's really behind it? Homeland Security funding jails for illegals. 50% of L.A. workforce are immigrants. That is just some of what's coming up. I want to talk more about Lee Iacocca coming out saying we're in a police state. Corporate criminals run the government. That's right. Lee Iacocca now, my friends, coming out. And a bunch of other news. And the mystery of the Palestinian American citizen with no criminal record who'd been harassed, detained, searched by the FBI. He'd gone on Democracy Now! And spoken out. The evidence shows murder, bound hands, bound eyes, mouth, bound legs, in duct tape, thrown into the river, the Colorado River, where with doublespeak they call Lake Lady Bird. Rivers are now lakes. It doesn't matter with the public. You can tell them anything under the mind control we're now under. And they threw him in the Colorado River, known as Lady Bird Lake, and after the wicked LBJ wife. And see how just everything's doublethink and lies, just the names, everything's mass programming of fraud. Excuse me, I'm ranting. I said I was going to be calm. There's so much info. Okay, that's some of the news. Some of the news we're going to be covering today. New World Order. Gordon Brown has called for a New World Order again. Meanwhile, the public says it doesn't exist because they were told so, and rivers are lakes and people bound. Oh, man. By the way, speaking of the Palestinian man who admittedly shipped books, textbooks to Palestinians living in a giant concentration camp. People are emailing me saying, investigate, investigate. Hey, I called all four of the numbers with his last name. There's no listing for his first name. R-I-A-D-H-A-M-A-D, Raed Hamad. And I know we got a lot of listeners in Austin. I know we got a lot of Muslim listeners in Austin. I know because I went to high school and college with a bunch of Muslims and was lifted weights and, you know, went skiing with them and stuff. Pretty mainstream people. I know they all still live here in town because they own a bunch of businesses. I know a lot of them are Palestinian and Iraq Shiites. You go find out and you call me and tell me how to get a hold of their family. Okay, I don't have a big staff. I spent time yesterday on this. I spent time this morning. I can't find out where this widow lives, or I'd go over there. I mean, what about you, the listeners, doing something occasionally? Alex, do it. We demand you investigate. We wrote an article within an hour of finding out about it Friday. Kurt Nemo had one up linking to mainstream news where the Israelis said they were going to start killing U.S. citizens that aid even peacefully the Palestinians. And there have been a bunch of suspicious murders and deaths, but now people get shot four or five times and the police call it suicide. You get shot in the back of the head, they call it suicide. You're dismembered and tortured with electrical burns all over you. It's called torture. I mean, it's called suicide. I mean, it's just they may start lining people up and having video firing squads shooting you and then say it's torture. I'm having Freudian slips here. The guy was tortured to death, the info we're getting, but I'm not ready to totally confirm the source I've got. I got too much information in my brain these days, ladies and gentlemen. It's just too much. We've gotten to the point where they'll probably start having firing squads and then calling it suicide and showing people being shot by 20-man firing squads and calling it that. They'll probably start dropping us in giant blenders. You know, at sports stadiums and going, look, he'll now commit suicide for his crimes. And the public will say, okay, we've entered a new vortex of behavioral psychologists now just engaging in propaganda that's just unbelievable. Designed to be based, designed to be mindless, designed to be completely and totally out of control. I tell you what, let me go ahead and just try to reach out to the neocons, the people that hate us, the mainline fake liberals that hate us, all of you that are still part of the control paradigm, and let me try to break something down for you. The New World Order wants to abolish national sovereignty, not to create some utopian world government, but on paper, they say, if they tried to build a utopian world government, it'd be taken over overnight by tyrants. Any big lever like that, they would all struggle and fight and assassinate each other and engage in all forms of espionage and skullduggery and chicanery until they had control of those levers. But they're not building it from the start to be humanitarian. It was forged and built as an instrument of tyranny and abuse. And as they abolish the national sovereignty and the Magna Carta and the Bill of Rights and all due process in the Western world, they are replacing it with classical despotism, classical authoritarian tyranny. Their creed is dishonor and fraud and scams and lies and dishonesty. And they're transferring all power to unelected IMF, World Bank, World Trade Organization, Exim Bank, OECD, Club of Rome, Bilderberg, regional European councils, North American councils. They're already merging their councils between North America and Europe right now. It is classical tyranny integrated, meshed, woven in a cybernetic matrix with high tech. Run by the most controlled, genius-level psychopaths. Sadistic, genius psychopaths. Burning with black power. Fouts of demonic power. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
There must be some kind of way out of here. To the joker, to the thief. There's too much confusion. Now, I'm not confused. I know exactly what they're doing. And I can't believe the size of it, the scope of it.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Plowman dig my earth. None were level on the mine. Nobody up in his world. Hey.
I see the riders approaching. I see traders within the gates lowering the bridge. As the children sleep by candlelight. in the village within the walls. The horsemen have blades. They come from blood.
No reason to get excited. The things they kind of spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate.
So let us stop talking falsely now. The time is getting late. Death is at your doorstep. The death of freedom. The death of your finances. And yes, your physical death. Face it. Commit to the fight against the New World Order. Against the darkness. Or succumb to its siren song. All along the watchtower.
All along the watchtower, princess, get the view. While all the women came in with
the foot servants, too. At all, ladies and gentlemen. Our government is not our government. It is owned and run publicly by foreign corporations that are setting up their own world government to carry out the forced extraction of your property, your land, your money, your intellectual property, your mind, your forced drugging, your forced sterilization, one-child policies, controlled bioweapons, releases upon our population. It's already been going on for more than 100 years in their bioweapon program and chemical weapon program against us, but now they're building a global prison so they can exterminate us and carry out their operations in an orderly, compartmentalized fashion where 98% of those even inside the grid and operating it will have not even the faintest idea what they're part of and what they are working through. And I want people out there that serve this system to understand something. You think you're part of the system. You think you're part of the winning team. You think this Iraq war is about America kicking the butt of some brown people. A lot of good old boys go, yeah, it's about oil. Yeah, it's about weapons. Yeah, it's about our buddies in Israel. That's why we're on top, because we do this. We had 15% growth rates a year before we became an empire in 1898, before we began behaving like that. We were much more wealthy and much more powerful on average individually. But the harnessing of this great nation and a great people began in earnest in 1898. By 1913, they had control of our banking system. By 1933, they had begun the domestication process and the militarization, setting up the federal police. You know them as the state police under federal charter. Go read your state police charter, state police. And now we come just deeper under their sway, their control. We are now in the final phase. As we enter the slaughterhouse, will we buck and break down the gate? Or will we let them get us in the squeeze chute?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Let me try to simplify it, not for our main audience, but for those that are tuning in for the first time today. History is replete with emperors, kings, corrupt classes, different groups of merchants getting together, overthrowing governments, overthrowing one elite to install another elite, or overthrowing free populations to usurp their land, their property, their children, to press their children into slavery, to press them into work gangs on board ships or off ships. And all the liberty and freedom you have is through rebellion, is through resistance. And common sense throughout the world has been, don't trust the government, don't trust the state, keep the government as small as you can. The Western world has been built upon that. The Renaissance was built on that. And now we're told that that's terrorism, that that's extremism, that that's bad. And they mix the word extremism that they can put on any group they wish, or radicalism, in, mix it in with a word like terrorism, and then police are brainwashed and say, now go arrest those radicals who aren't terrorists. And all over the country, we catch the police and all over the world staging riots with their own officers dressed up like anarchists. We exposed the anarchist group working for the feds last week. They've gotten real upset and are screaming and yelling and telling lies about us right now, but that's okay. Well, I know we're blowing your operation, and that's very upsetting to you. We're going to go on blowing your operations to defend this republic. You want to? I mean, how do police stage riots and stage events and assault other cops so you can rubber bullet peaceful crowds to, A, make protesters look bad on national, international media, and, B, further restrict the First Amendment to the height of treason against the Republic. And any of you that take part on this should be very ashamed of yourselves. And don't tell me I'm making this up. It's all over British, Dutch, Italian, Canadian, U.S. news, mainstream. You've been caught all over the place. Headlines, police caught staging riot, police caught attacking their own officers, police caught provocateuring. It's over. We've exposed you. You're caught. Engaging in false flag terror. And that's what it is. Terrorizing our First Amendment. Knocking other cops upside the head with bottles. In some cases, like Seattle, now 9 years ago, they would throw bottles, knock cops' teeth out, attack them. The cops would then be ordered to stand down. That's why some cops went on the news and exposed it all later. Just so they could attack the 60,000 peaceful people. For a day, the cops had to sit there while they were attacked by other cops. That's now come out. That's now admitted. Now come out. I made a film 9 years ago, Police State 2, The Takeover, with the police interviewed admitting it and the newscast admitting it and the newspaper articles admitting it. But I'm so sick of being at events and watching. It's always some giant cop. You know, I mean, a real anarchist weighs about 150 pounds. You know, you're not 6'4" with arms the size of tree trunks, dressed up like anarchists, shoving other cops. And you're not even good actors. So you can then fire rubber bullets at me? Criminals! You are criminals! And let me tell you, the Austin police, the evidence is pointing towards, and we've got inside sources who are too scared to go public, one of them at a TV station, who heard the feeds, that guy looked like he'd been tortured and had marks all over him. He was bound, hands and legs and face, eyes covered, thrown in the river, political activist here in Austin, and you come out and say, oh, it's quite clear a day after he committed suicide. This is, you know, it is scary to know that we're in this much trouble. I can't believe the country has turned into this. And what are the cops saying? They're saying he pulled the false flag. They're saying, oh, it takes one to know one, huh? They're saying he staged his own murder to make the FBI look bad. And you know what? There's actually a chance he might have done that. Maybe one chance out of 100, but there you are introducing your favorite trick to us, aren't you? Claiming now that we pull your tricks. I swear on the souls of my children. No, you're not supposed to do that. But the point is, I will never commit suicide. I will never, quote, stage my own death to blame it on the police. Don't you dare try it. You know, growing up in Rockwall, Texas, I had the police pull me over, take me to jail for no reason, claiming disorderly conduct. And in the police car, the guy looks back. It was the second time I was warned. Then my dad got a local warning from the local lawyer because I was exposing that they were the drug dealers. And he said, listen, we're going to hang you in your cell tonight. And I was so crazy, I started laughing, going, go ahead, everybody's going to know the truth. And he just turned around and said, listen, you little bastard, we're serious. Shut the F up. Keep your little frickin' mouth shut and get the hell out of this town or you're dead. And a month before, I'd been slammed on the desk at school and told that by the school police officer. Don't tell me this government isn't corrupt. Don't you tell me for a minute. They deal the drugs, they run the whores, and that ain't enough for them now. They got to stage terror attacks on us and play the hero. I'm mad at you that you make me fight you. I know you're dangerous. I'm mad at you that you're so evil. And you're screwing this country up, and you're abusing people. And I'm mad at good police and good FBI and good government people that don't do anything about it while you people breed like cockroaches. Corruption is just exponentially growing. You guys, it's like a 100-pound dog with a 200-pound tick, and the dog's in a coma, and you're sucking out the last bit of blood. Don't you even care about your host living? Don't you understand what you're doing economically is going to ruin this country irrevocably? I said I wasn't going to rant today. I just start thinking about what they're doing. You are foiling and spoiling and fouling your own nest. And, you know, I never realized how close I came to being killed when I was a teenager, because they killed quite a few people in that jail in Rockwall. You know, you're young, you think you're bulletproof. I was just mad that they did drug sweeps at the school and arrested my friends for marijuana when they were the drug dealers. One group of cops would sell you the drugs and the other group would bust you. So that's my wake-up call. That's how I woke up to what you are and what you do. And it makes me sick. Now, let me explain this to all the good old boys out there that think you're part of the winning team and the club and you inside joke about, yeah, it's about oil and weapons and Israel and domestic police state, but we're going to be running things here domestically. And I've talked to sheriff deputies and others. They've all been told this. The globalists are using our name and using up our checkbook and using up our credit to build their world government. And then they're going to leave us as a third world husk. This isn't like William McKinley, or this isn't like, the other president that we had that, you know, took a bunch of land from Mexico. This isn't where they were corrupt good old boys, but they actually wanted to build the country. This is hardcore. I've given the analogy in Matrix of Evil of species of flies, and there's species of ants and a few others, spiders, that worms. There's a bunch of species that lay eggs on the belly of large beetles. And then the larvae burrow in between the carapace exoskeleton separations and then eat the innards of the beetle, starting in their guts. Ridley Scott in the movie Alien, you know, he didn't invent any of that. That's just an idea from the insect kingdom. And the beetle basically goes crazy and wild, and it's very painful as the larvae grow and eat their guts and then eat the rest of them and crawl out. That's what's happening to us, okay? And I have to watch the larvae on TV smiling at us and telling us how good they are and lying to us. And being so arrogant and so full of hubris, it's very angering to me to look at the larvae in their fancy $5,000 suits and their $200 ties, and to see the larvae on local news. And I've just had enough of you. And when you look at how there are thousands and thousands and thousands of times debt created in our name that the globalists use to buy up the world's infrastructure, and to see how they're building the martial law grid and saying they're going to have 80%+ tax rates just to begin with, total control, the Supreme Court has ruled that private interests can take your private property and that they're allowed to pay local officials to do it. The Supreme Court codified bribery. Codified public payoffs to take your private land and then to not even give you just compensation. To not even pay you. Did you know that? You're given one offer, usually about 10% of what it's worth. If you say no, then you have to pay court costs. And then you end up owing them money when they take your property. You know, a guy called into the Sunday show and he said, yeah, here in our town, a foreign European company just bought our water district and suddenly 89% increase. And I said, sir, that's just this year. They're going to cut your trash to one day a week, triple the price, and if you don't like it, try putting trash in your yard, they'll come SWAT team you. Everything's being bought. Everything's being handed over. That's why they're driving down the dollar by design. But then you're going to have to pay taxes for the inflated dollar, and they're going to devalue your checking account. They've already done it. This, every way you calculate it, this is the end of the country. And I know I keep saying it's like a beacon that just flashes the same message. Because I want all of you that work for the system to know what you've been a part of as it unfolds. Maybe then you won't go along with taking people to FEMA camps and starving people in bread lines and how Hollywood's going to glorify the black ski mask, Nazi uniformed stormtroopers. And what I see them doing is totally collapsing the economy to reorganize society. They could also mix a nuke in with that after they attack Iran. To be this year, next year, there could be an attack. Barack Obama could then get tough. Oh, he's a liberal black guy. It's okay for him to nuke Muslims. I mean, I could see this set up. Hillary, it could be McCain. Any angle you cut it, we're in trouble. Then we're hit by terrorists. Oh, my gosh, we've got to have conscription. 10 million-man army raised overnight. 6 months later, we're in 60-plus countries. Third Reich, Fourth Reich, it's all happening. Don't you see the psychology? Bankers own the U.S. They stage attacks to get us to go attack their enemies. Don't you understand how that works? Don't you understand? Can't you compute that, good old boys out there? What is it you don't get that Jesse Ventura and Lee Iacocca and Ron Paul and Bob Woodward of the Washington Post and Naomi Wolf and thousands of other prominent people see what's happening? Professors and scientists and historians and psychologists and Keith Olbermann and everybody else can see it for clearly what it is. But Keith Olbermann just thinks it's George Bush. You watch. When George Bush leaves office, if he does, he certainly got the gun loaded, cocked, and to the head. But remember, he's just a functionary. They pass the baton. He may engage it. Somebody else may engage it. This is world-ending type stuff. Your personal world. My personal world. And my sense of urgency has never been this strong. It has never been this intense. It has never been this focused. They tell you it's patriotic to get rid of all the protections you have. While the courts rule you have no property rights. While the courts rule the police without drugs even being found. Without money, anything. Just they take whatever they want. I mean, I've got Supreme Court and state and federal court rulings where they take old ladies $5,000 out of their mattress. All over the country, cops respond to an 85-year-old woman, man, old railway worker. They come into the house because the guy's broke his hip. They go in the closet. They get a shoebox full of cash. They just take it, and they say, you shouldn't have this. I read this in the paper. I mean, we're in trouble. A lot of your police now are felons, illegal aliens that were legalized. Large portions of the military are. The government has basically stopped audits of big companies. They don't even have to pay taxes, basically, now. Lee Iacocca is talking about that. I mean, he says corporate criminals have taken over the government. That's a quote. I mean, it's full-bore looting everything with brainwashed cops on power trips who've been told by their higher-ups, go wild, do whatever you want. We are in a red-level emergency. And even if they just decide to continue to implode the economy, which they're doing incrementally, but faster and faster, they are ramping up the police, ramping up the prisons, ramping up the surveillance. But if I've analyzed their whole attack pattern, and it's not just economy, it's got terror and war involved in it. Just like Benjamin Netanyahu said last week that 9-11 helped Israel. The neocons have said 9-11 helped the government. The neocons wrote all these memos, public documents saying we need to be hit by terrorists and hit hard. And boy, another 9-11 would be great. They think you're so dumb, they kill people and throw them in the Austin River, bound and gagged, and then say it's a suicide. They think you're so dumb, they write syndicated columns saying a new 9/11 would be wonderful. And then you don't understand they're behind it. Gary Hart, who has... writes a letter to Ahmed Dinajji last year saying the U.S. government stages terror attacks, you better do as we say. I mean, he wrote a letter, but he didn't say it like, oh, I'm tattling on us. For the U.S. news, he says, give up all your rights, we're about to be nuked. Once we're hit, martial law will be here for your own good. But foreign, he just goes, hey, do what we say, we stage terror. They think so little of you that they have basically said they're the terrorist. But they know you're so afraid of them that you mentally won't admit it to yourself as they admit it. I'm going to cover financial news, war news, and take your phone calls. 1-800-259-9231.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all.
Think about how cold-blooded it is.
The places where you used to
a corporate elite.
It was an inside job.
Who've been studying psychology and human behavior for 100 years. At a scientific level, they instinctively did it and had handbooks thousands of years ago on how to dumb people down and control them. But dumbing you down incrementally, over 100 years ago, I've got copies of it, the American Banking Association, saying we've got to finance schools and dumb people down and make sure they don't know how to read. We've got to change the educational system. These people are too smart. So the feds, you know, later form the Department of Education to make sure that happens. And you try to tell the public that, they'll never go look it up, even if you give them the documents. And then to know that for the last 25 years, they've been training the military secretly with police, building FEMA camps. They had them before, but really accelerating in the last quarter century. To know that they have been doing everything they can in banking and credit cards and credit to get governments, federal, state, local, in as much debt as possible, to get the citizens in as much debt, to have the universities and high schools teach them to get credit cards and teach you to get in debt. That's come out now, mainstream news, about how they have programs written by the credit card companies to get the young people in debt. All about bankrupting the country so they can cold-bloodedly come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar like they did hundreds of third-world countries over and over and over again. Third-world countries are third-world predominantly because they have ruling tiny cliques that run them who every 30 years or so devalue the currency as a way, they say, to destroy the middle class, which might compete with them. They love being up in big armored palaces in the hills over the third world cities. Mexico with more billionaires than any other country per capita. India, China, the United States, Europe, it's all happening. It's warfare. And to see them, no one has ever spent this many decades. No one has ever spent this much time making sure they were going to win, making sure it was going to work, making sure it was all in place. The U.S. has been the target the whole time. Not Iraq, not Afghanistan, not Gaddafi, not Libya, not Sudan, not Somalia. We've been the target, just like South Africa was the target, just like Serbia was the target, any sovereign industrial nation. But we have been the big prize. And as they took over each institution, they cranked it up, they ramped it up, they leveraged its debt, they grabbed every commodity and every real asset. I know I just keep harping on it. It's just so evil. The plan is so massive. And I've analyzed, and we've had hundreds of top experts on to analyze the finances. We've got more former government analysts coming on this week to break it down. I mean, this is total bankruptcy. And by the way, you think just because you're not in debt or you don't have stocks and bonds, you're going to be okay? Crime rate is exploding everywhere already, and we haven't even gone down yet. We started the curve downward. We're right there on the hump where it starts to go down, and it just goes down and down and down and down and down, and it don't come back up. It doesn't come back, baby. Unless we put the brakes on it right now, demonize the government, demonize the bankers that own them, expose the IMF World Bank documents, how they plan to do this here and other places. If we don't realize massively right now who the enemy is and have a huge awakening that spreads like wildfire right now, they're going to win. You can't do it once they fully got us down on the ground. You understand? This lion wants to get us in its jaws, get our neck in its jaws.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.